Good morning. This is the Venice Oarsman. We're making a tier list about fast food. I'm Jaden.
Tali.
Brandon.
Viviana.
And we are discussing, like I said, the fast food tier list, California only, top to bottom. And we will be agreeing, disagreeing, you know, let's see how it comes out. Tali, what do you have to say?
Honestly, again, I disagree with Subway and Taco Bell being on top. Jersey Mike's belongs there, but Taco Bell is just disgusting, and Subway is disgusting. It's like the lower version of Jersey Mike's. It should be in D tier, which is eh, and yeah.
You were actually talking about your bad experience earlier with Taco Bell. I feel like that's still your fault.
How is it my fault?
You should have just known what you wanted. You know, you should have just known to get the right thing, you know?
The chalupa isn't that what everybody gets?
No.
What do you get?
I get a bunch of stuff. I get the chalupa. I get another thing. I get the number 4, you know, like... You clearly don't get it, honestly.
I think that's disgusting.
It just shows that you're an amateur at Taco Bell, honestly.
I think you're just disgusting.
Okay.
What's that crunch?
The gordita crunch?
No. The other one.
That one's good.
The Crunchwrap Supreme?
Crunchwrap Supreme.
It's so good. I love the Crunchwrap Supreme. It's so good. What do you think, Brandon?
For which one?
The Crunch... Just S tier in general, you know?
For the S tier listing, I would agree with Subway because it actually is pretty good.
You're disgusting.
Taco Bell, I don't know. Subway is like probably, like it's half and half of S tier and like the A tier lot, which is almost perfect. Because it still could use a little more, even though they added the foot long desserts recently. Jersey Mike's, however, I haven't had it, but I heard it's pretty gas, so I'm going to say
it's better than Subway.
Definitely S tier. And then for Taco Bell, that leaves you in the bathroom after like 2 seconds. So.
I know, make you poop your pants, you know?
Yeah.
All right, man. What do you think?
Me personally, I feel like Jersey Mike's is really good and deserves to be there because, like I said before, it's a healthier alternative than Subway. And I feel like you put Subway in the perfect because of its affordability, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's more better alternatives like Jersey Mike's. Taco Bell, I feel like it's good, but I can't say that it's like perfect because I wouldn't personally reach out for it like first thing. Like I would mostly reach out for like something else, but I mean it's good for like late or like last minute little snacks or like meals, like with affordability, you know. And what do you think, Jaden?
I think it's perfect, honestly. It's 100%, I'm 100%
right.
I think
you're wrong.
Okay, I think you're wrong, because, I mean, clearly you just got the wrong thing at Taco Bell, you know, you just didn't know, you know, but okay. it's okay, though.
What do you get at Subway that makes it so amazing?
Oh, I just get a cold cut, you know, it's pretty good.
No, because Jersey Mike's and Subway are not on the same level.
They are on the same
They're
level.
They're not all on the same level. I don't even know what, like, you don't know what you're talking about, honestly.
I know what I'm talking about. Okay, you know what, no, I like food, okay?
I like food too, but that's not food.
Okay, well, let's move on to A, almost perfect. What do you have to say about it, Tali? I know you had a lot of opinions for it.
Panera is good. It's expensive, and I know for a fact that they thought nobody was going to notice the fact that they decreased the size of their food portions, and they made it more expensive. But it's still good. But I still don't get how people manage to chip their teeth on the bread.
That's another thing, actually. Like, if you manage to chip your tooth while eating Panera, it's your fault. It's your fault. What do you think, Brandon?
Well, overall, with how many are on this list with Almost Perfect, Panera, I've also heard is good. I haven't had it myself, like I said, with their Jersey Mike's, but I heard it's good. Overpricing, though, is kind of crazy, but I don't know. I guess that's how...
Like, what, like $14 for a bowl, right?
$14 for, like, basically a cup of soup.
And, yeah, that's too much. That's too
for
much.
The other ones on this list, like Jack in the Box, I could probably agree with that one. Yeah, Little Caesars, definitely. I feel like that one's close to S tier, but it needs a little more.
Five Guys. Don't even say that because the backbone of this country are their Crazy Sticks.
The backbone of this country. I love Little Caesars is so good, actually.
Because
so
it's good. The everyday, like, go-to for, like, parties and stuff, like, for kids.
My mouth is watering. It's so good.
That or Domino's.
That and Domino's, because it is pretty, not that pricey. And then Five Guys, I haven't had that one, but I also heard it's good, too.
What have you eaten?
In-N-Out is on A tier. I've eaten that. In-N-Out is definitely almost perfect. It just needs a little more to be, like, up there. And then Cinnabon, I've had a couple of them. They're pretty good, yeah. So.
I think Five Guys, to me, Five Guys is almost perfect. It's just expensive. It's really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, have any of you guys been to?
Yeah.
It's super expensive.
But yeah, the portions are really good, though.
Yeah. I know, the burger's actually pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty big.
They're big for being, like, what was it, like, $10 or something?
Oh my god. Don't even get me started on the fucking Little Caesars.
Can we bleep that
out? The stuffed crust is so good.
Oh yeah, I love stuffed crust.
The stuffed crust. I think Cinnabon is in every mall for a reason. It belongs there.
I love Cinnabon. It's so good.
Especially if you have like a sweet tooth.
What do you think, Auntie Anne's or Cinnabon?
Cinnabon.
Is just better.
I love pretzels. but Cinnabon is just better, you know?
You can't go wrong with this.
Jack in the Box, you can't. I agree with that all the way. I didn't even get to speak about that. The $1 taco. The $1 tacos, I remember...
I've never had them, actually.
That's crazy. Everyone says they're disgusting, but going there with $20 and coming back with almost, like...
The whole $20.
Yeah, the whole $20 worth of tacos. Like, that's about, like...
And you could probably get yourself a large drink, too.
Yeah, like, honestly.
I remember, like, it was, like, during the summer, right? They used to sell this one item called the Cremacino. It was so good. It was like,
when was this? I would have gotten that.
Summer. It was during the summer, right? It was like July, August, right? So it was for like a limited time, and it was like an ice cream coffee kind of thing, right? It was so good. It was in caramel, vanilla.
Are we talking about Cinnabon still?
No.
Oh, Jack in the Box, right?
Okay. Yeah, talking about Jack in the Box.
Thank God.
Jack in the Box.
Because I was about to mention how they also came out with boba.
Oh yeah,
have you guys tried it?
It's so bad. It's so bad.
They should just stuck with
what they do.
Yeah, what they do. Stick with your specialty.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do anything else.
Yeah.
But I also feel, didn't they have like this ice blended soda drinks?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I remember they did something similar, but with like Red Bull or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was like right after the Cremacino. I was so mad they got rid of it.
Another fun thing is that for In-N-Out, if it rains, you get a free hot chocolate.
Really?
Oh, yep. I didn't know that, actually.
I didn't know that, actually, either.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
So B tier.
Okay, now moving on to B tier, which is good enough. Domino's belongs there. They have, honestly, their desserts are pretty good.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut, again, desserts are good. Pizza's basic, but it's still good. It's good enough. Wendy's, I love their breakfast. I love their potato wedges. Everything about Wendy's is good. Honestly, it should probably be an A tier, but I guess it's not. But Papa John's?
I think Papa John's, I mean, Papa John's is good. But, you know, it's like, it's just like the other pizza places, you know, it's good enough, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Besides, like, Little Caesars or something.
Don't they have a pizza cookie? Which one is that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's like a...
I think it's Domino's.
That's why Domino's.
Pizza Hut is the one that has the Hershey cookie.
Oh, okay. McDonald's, good enough.
I think, honestly... I just have so many good memories in McDonald's. I remember getting a Happy Meal and everything. But honestly, there's nothing better than having a 20-piece McNugget with sweet and sour sauce and fries and a McFlurry. That's like the ultimate meal.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there was this place. It's like a vegan McDonald's, right? And instead of a Happy Meal, they serve like a Frowny Meal or something.
That's so sad.
Somebody made a review on it and said it tasted garbage.
Also, I feel like what would make McDonald's better is that if they had all-day breakfast.
They need to have all-day breakfast.
they, I don't know they need why to bring that back.
I feel like it could be perfect if they had all day breakfast.
You know what they need to have again? The $1, the $1, $2, and $3 menus back.
They need to have that back. I don't know why they ever got rid of it.
Like, because people like me, I want to go to McDonald's and just have like a $1 meal.
I just want a quarter pounder.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
fries.
I just want a quarter pounder.
I would definitely agree.
I want a double quarter pounder.
With some of these options on the beer tier list, I would agree. Like, Papa John's definitely B tier because it's pretty basic, so it would definitely might be up there. Popeye's, the only thing that's like really gas there is their chicken sandwiches. I will say that. So, that's definitely something. McDonald's, I personally, in my opinion, I would say like either eh or garbage because I'm not the biggest fan of their food. The breakfast does hit when it's like the morning and stuff.
I can't believe you said that.
Because I've never been the biggest fan. I used to love McDonald's a lot, but after a while, I just kind of fell off of it because I was gaining a lot of weight. So I was like, no, I'm gonna stop eating it.
No McDonald's, then, no Egg White Delight, no anything.
Yeah, and then Wendy's, however, I would say that's low tier as well because I'm not the biggest fan after what I had from there because it wasn't like not the greatest in my opinion. But Pizza Hut and Domino's, I definitely could say that they would be like almost close to A tier because they are pretty good and their desserts are good. But Domino's is really good because they're like garlic crust. I don't know what they do, but they put like something like special to have the garlic on it, so that's what makes it pretty like spot on.
Yeah, it does make it pretty savory tasty.
Okay, moving on to C tier, which is basic.
Which is, there's only like three things: Carl's Jr., Wingstop, and Dairy Queen.
Actually, I have a change of heart now. Wingstop is actually pretty good.
Yeah, this one I actually would agree with you on that one because Wingstop would definitely be close to about like A tier because really, even though it is somewhat expensive in a way with the pricing on the stuff, it is still like really good wings. And the ranch, oh my goodness, that ranch will be good on anything that you eat.
Boneless or bone in?
Personally, I like bone in for my wings, but all flats. I don't like the normal wing just like that because it's hard to eat.
What flavors?
Probably just barbecue.
I like mango habanero.
Oh,
the first time I had Wingstop, it was like 2 years ago. I had like, it was like lemon pepper. It was really good.
Lemon pepper is a basic one, but it's a good one. I get lemon pepper, barbecue, the Hawaiian one.
I haven't tried the Hawaiian
one. I actually prefer, okay. As like I did put it in basic, but I do think that like Wingstop's fries are really good. I love it.
The garlic fries are good. Fries,
have you guys ever tried the voodoo fries?
No.
The voodoo fries, they put like Cajun seasoning, cheese and ranch on
that
it.
Sounds really good.
That sounds really
and
good.
It's really good. Like you guys have to get it. And also with Carl's Jr., I feel like, well, for me, I haven't got anything other than the like the star chicken nugget.
Those are pretty good too.
Those are pretty good.
But those are the only thing I've gotten.
It's good and also kind of creative, knowing the fact that they're like their mascot is like an actual star. So that's kind of creative with the nuggets. But I will say that no one will outbeat their Oreo shake. Their Oreo shake is really, really good.
I like Wingstop's sweet tea. I really like it. It's really
good. It's also really good.
I've never had it.
Also for Carl's Jr., I feel like that's like no one's like first thought.
Carl's Jr., guys. Hey guys, you want some for lunch? Let's go to Carl's Jr.
Nobody ever thinks that. Nobody ever says that.
I thought that once.
They're disappearing slowly because it's just not that great.
Carl's.
There's not very demand on it.
Yeah.
Like on the East Coast, like Carl's Jr. is just like everywhere, but it's called Hardee's. So.
Are we moving on to D tier, which is
D tier. Oh yeah.
Farmer Boys is just disgusting. Their burgers are disgusting. And also Burger King, that's why Robert Downey Jr. thanks them because he had a Whopper so disgusting that it made him rethink his entire life decisions. It made him stop doing drugs.
It tastes like deer ankles. It's very just
hamster knuckle.
Personally for me, I'm actually like the biggest fan of Burger King. I'd rather prefer that over McDonald's in my opinion.
You're disgusting.
You're gross, man.
Moving on to Starbucks. It's not really a food chain. You could just get drinks there.
And even then, they're kind of mid.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
Coffee Connections is better. Coffee Connections by the Vineyard Church.
Honestly.
Okay, but there's a place called Coffee Connections by the Vineyard Church. It's right across from the Starbucks. It's really good. You guys should try that. Panda Express, kind of mid, to be honest.
Makes your stomach hurt. Yeah. You'll be on the toilet again.
It's not for me. I actually like Panda Express. It's pretty good, but I would agree with that.
Garbage, KFC. KFC is kind of garbage.
It went down over time.
The chicken sandwich is like the only good thing there.
I would have to disagree with that one. I actually like KFC.
Dunkin' Donuts.
again, just like Starbucks, it's just
the coffee is really mid.
Yeah, you have to be very specific with your order,
and the lines are too long.
Yeah,
and also they take forever to get your stuff out.
And then Arby's, no. No debate.
They just have the meat, so that's all they have.
It's not even that good.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Chunky cheese, that's a health hazard.
And then Wiener Schnitzel, I've never had it.
Another health hazard.
That's why they're basically extinct now.
Yeah.
And then there's another one called Jimmy John's.
Maybe that's for a reason.
I've seen it, but I never got it.
I've never seen it. Yeah. No opinion. That maybe it's like that for a reason, though.
Maybe. Anyway, this is the end.
That concludes this podcast. Yes. And this tier list.
Yeah, so
thank you for listening.
What do you guys think?
Tune in for the next one.
Let us know.
Wait, we should give ourselves a name.
No.